a beautiful life. And then when you learn that Jesus is alive, it's all right today. Amen. Amen. Love it when you sing your own testimony. Amen. Amen. Even before I go into the word that the Lord has given me, in preparation, I saw several of your faces. So I have to ask this question. If I can talk about you in the sermon, please raise your hand. Because you know I was going to do it anyway, right? Your Bible there as we make our proclamation. The Gospel of St. Luke chapter 10. And let us hold our Bibles high as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. What it says I have. And today I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today. Amen. Luke chapter 10. Together we're going to read one verse, and that verse is number 30. Luke chapter 10 and verse 30. If you have it, please say amen. Amen. Let us read. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, as He had a richful blessing to those who are here and those who do hear His word. I will think with you shortly. Think with me shortly with this theme. God never fails. God never fails. Before I begin the preachment on this morning, there's several things I need to discuss. First of all, the meaning of Jerusalem is prosperity, education, advantage. Prosperity, education, advantage. For today, when we look at Jericho, Jericho means hard, stressful, and work. So we're going from advantage, prosperity, blessings, to hard, stressful, and work. Amen. Many times when we rush to this chapter, we always want to go down to the Good Samaritan. However, this morning I need us to look at the victim. How many of you have ever been a victim in anything? You've ever been victimized? You know that it's not a good feeling. Amen. I want you to see their position. They're coming from Jerusalem, which is full, which is plenty, advantage, full of good stuff. And he's on his way to Jericho. Ever on his way to Jericho, he is by himself. And because he is by himself, he gets attacked. He's not bothering anybody. He's minding his own business, but yet he is attacked. And according to the scripture, he is attacked with thieves. And the thieves come and they strip him of his raiment. They take everything that is good about him, and then they leave him half dead. Tell somebody, half dead. They left him half dead, but they left him breathing. Keep that in mind. They left him half dead, but they left him breathing. As the Lord was working on my heart with this subject this morning, I was trying to figure out what was it that he really wanted us to know. As we're sitting here looking like $1 million and some of us can understand and identify about this victim. Because in our younger days, when we were carefree, what did not have any responsibility, just kicking our heels, doing what we felt like doing. Life was good, amen? When you didn't have any bills to worry about, you could go to school and come home and not worry about anything. That, my friend, was Jerusalem. When you didn't have, before you got the children and the husband or the wife, before you got the house note and the car note, before you even had to pay a utility bill, that was Jerusalem. How many of y'all remember Jerusalem? But somewhere down the line, we had to leave Jerusalem and come to Jericho. God help us in Jericho. Because when we left Jerusalem, we had high marks. We had a good thing. We were covered with good ideas. We were covered with strength. And we were covered with the activities of our limbs. Anything we wanted, we felt like we could do it. There was no mountain too high for us to climb. There was no river that we could not cross because we had just left Jerusalem. We were full of ourselves, full of all of our energy. We were not concerned with old age and aches and pains. We just came from Jerusalem. Somebody say Jerusalem. Jerusalem is good living. Jerusalem is no headaches, no heartaches. Oh, we thank God for Jerusalem. But somewhere between Jerusalem and Jericho, life has its place. And I want you to know that today, life has to be lived. Even as we were discussing in Sunday school this morning, some of us want to make other people the cause or the reason for our problem. But I came to tell you today that when you leave Jerusalem, you have got to go down to Jericho all by yourself. When you leave Jerusalem, it's how you come out of Jerusalem that says whether you would make it through Jericho. This young man fell among thieves, minding his business. You're asking myself, Peter, what does that have to do with me today? Somebody came in today because they are on their way to Jerusalem. And somebody along the way have stripped them of their high marks about themselves. Someone in society has said, you thought you could do this, but they had somebody threw a rock in their pathway and knocked them clean off their path. Somebody stepped out of the school. They were the smartest one in class. But on their way down to Jericho, they found somebody smarter than themselves, and all of a sudden they felt robbed. Somebody was the best looking child in their family, but they came out of the house and found somebody else had a good looking baby too. Looked like Jericho to me. Somebody was used to getting all straight A's in school, but when they left Jerusalem, they found out that somebody else got A pluses on their way. So therefore, their mind was messed up. When we look at the victim here, the victim has been beaten, and he has been robbed, and then he had been cast aside. Oh, but I came to tell you, God never fails. Just the fact that they left breath. How many of you know the scripture said, let everyone that have breath praise the Lord. When you are victimized, when somebody comes in and tries to destroy the godliness in you, if they allow you to breathe, you have already won. If they allow you to look up, you have already won. Everybody gets victimized on the way to Jericho. Everybody gets robbed of something on their way to Jericho. But I came to tell you, God never fails. You might get knocked down. You might get knocked out. But if they leave you breathing, you can get up. They might look at you crazy, but just keep breathing, baby. They might tell you, you ain't got no right to be here, but just keep breathing, because the enemy's going to come and he's going to try to knock you out the road of Jericho. But if you can just look up, God will pick you up and send you on to Jericho, because there's have work to do at Jericho. Many times we come in church and we sit around and we don't want to let somebody else know that our heart has been broken, that our faith has been rent, and that we feel like there is nothing more we can do. But I came to tell you today, the devil is a lie, because you can, if you can lift your hand, God will hear you. If you can raise your voice, God can hear you. If you can just look up, God will pick you up. And I came to tell you, God never fails. Sometimes we're victimized because of our own choices. Sometimes we're victimized because we have put ourselves in harm's way. But even when we put ourselves in harm's way, God is still there. That's not the scripture say, call on me in your day of trouble and I will deliver you. He didn't say, how did you get down there? He said, call me when you get down there. Tell somebody, God never fails. I want you to look at this victim here. He has been fallen, and they've taken his clothing, and they wounded him, and then they left him. Have anybody in here ever been left? Anybody ever walk out of your life and look at you and say, let me see how you make it now? Mm-hmm. They do everything they can to you, leave you on the side, just hoping that you die. But then in that same moment, when you can say, Father, help me, I serve a God that will reach down and pop you up on both sides, then you won't get up leaning, but you will stand, not in your power, but in His power, because God never fails. Mama might leave you, daddy might leave you, but the scripture says he will never leave you nor forsake you. If you got enough breath to say, Father, he will come to your rescue. On the way to Jericho, hallelujah, some of our children are stripped because they're told that they're inferior. They're told that they cannot make it. But we come in here and we let them know, according to the scripture, you are still the apple of God's eye. According to the scripture, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. According to the scripture, you can do anything through Christ Jesus. Just because you've been hit, that don't mean nothing. Because you've been knocked out, that don't mean nothing. Because you've been lied on, that means nothing. Because if you can look up, God will pick you up, and God never fails. Many times the devil comes and he wants to hit us on our knees. He wants to give us Achilles' heel. He wants to punch us in our gut. Why? Because he wants to knock us down so we won't make it to Jericho. Some of us know this parable. As the man is down there, we see a priest come through. And he looked at him. Child of God, catch your breath. Some of us know people in high places. And as long as you're standing, they'll speak to you. But all when you get knocked down, they walk right by you. As long as you can vote for them, they say, hey. But when they realize you ain't voting for them no more, they just walk on by you. As long as you got something, they'll come and see about you. But when you need something, they just walk on by. Why? Because they don't have time for you when you can't stand up anymore. When you don't help them, they cannot help you. But I serve a God. Just like the priest passed by him. Some of us have been passed by. We thought we knew somebody in high office. We thought we knew somebody that would hear us. We thought we knew somebody that was about something. But as soon as we needed some help, they left us for dead. As soon as they found out that we won't know, we won't do anymore dirty dealing. We won't deal under the table anymore. The Lord has given us new eyes. He's given us new ears. He's given us a new mind. And all of a sudden, we don't do dirty dealing anymore. We say, no, now I have to be accountable for what I say. I have to be accountable for what I do. Now all of a sudden, they walk on by. And we're standing there saying, but I thought you were my friend. I thought you were the person that I could believe in. I thought I could trust you. And they left you for dead. we have the Levite, hallelujah, that good friend, that buddy, who you can always call in the middle of the night. Oh, excuse me. They can always call you. But they needed a ride, they could call you. If they needed $5, they could call you. If they needed a babysitter, they could call you. But now they find out you need a ride. They're not going your way. You need $5. They ran short. You need a babysitter. They got a headache. Why? Because you are on your way to Jericho, and the people that you thought would be there is not there. But Tony God, I came to tell you, God never fails. Just like the victim. As the Lord bless, I had an opportunity to talk to Sister Lou yesterday. And I told her I thought her job as a stewardess was a dream job. You know, because when they first came out, you had to weigh a certain amount. I was too heavy then, just like I am now. But it seemed, I love flying. It just seemed like flying would be the good job for me. Slim fast, just don't slim you fast enough. So I was there and I was just saying, my God. And Sister Lou looked at me, she said, I'm not talking against my job. But she said, 19 years. And I looked at her, 19 years on a job, heartaches, aches, and pain, been talked about, had to struggle through, but she's got 19 years that said, when I called on the Lord, He answered. She's got 19 years to say they didn't want me to fill out an application, but I was good, and I called on God, and He opened that door for me. When I sit out and I look at Sister Nunez and Brother Craig, Sister Nunez was having trouble at dental school. They didn't want her to make it, but I know Sister Nunez called on her God, and He opened the door, and now she got it. I came to tell you, St. John, I don't know who's trying to close the door in your face. I don't know who's stuck on your head, but I came to tell you, if you can breathe, you can get up. I came to tell you, it's not about how much education do you got, it's how much salvation do you have. It's not about who your mama is or who your daddy is, it's about who is your Father. Because He said, you can ask anything in my name and I'll give it to you. On your way to Jerusalem, you better know how to call on God. You better know. We've got Sister Williams here. We've got Sister Meek. We've got Sister King. We've got Mother Wood. They look like nothing's ever bothered them. But if you talk to them, they will tell you through hard trials and tribulations, I called on the Lord and I got an answer. On my way to Jericho, I had to cry sometimes. On my way to Jericho, my heart was broken. On my way to Jericho, I didn't have a God on my side. But when I found who the Lord was, I stood flat-footed and said, Jesus, and He came to my rescue. I came to tell you, God never fails. No matter how hard the road gets, no matter how dark the night is, you've got to remember without a shadow of a doubt, because you've been beat up, that ain't nothing. Because you've been talked about, that ain't nothing. Because you've been lied on, that ain't nothing. But if you can breathe, you can get up, because God never fails. If they don't want to see you there, and let me tell you, can I talk this morning? Sometimes our biggest enemies are those in our family. Sometimes our biggest enemy are those in our family. They say things like, I ain't nothing, so you know you can't be nothing. You saw what mama did, so you know you ain't gonna do nothing. I know about dad, you know daddy. Look where you came from. But I came to tell you, it's not your beginning that signifies whether you make it. It's not what mama did that said, says whether you can make it. It's not even what your cousin did that says you can make it. But what is your personal relationship with God? Because if God is your father, that means you are his son. That means whatever you want to do, all you got to do is ask for his help. And when you call on him, he will come. And God never fails. And we need to be reminded, is there anything too hard for God? I knew your daughter was dental school, but she found out God can move it. Ha ha! Glory! Sister Wood thought it was something else, but God can move it. Sister Inga thought it might be too many children, but God can move it. What is your stumbling block today? I came to tell you, on your way to Jericho, whoever knocked you down, you can get up. I came to tell you, on your way to Jericho, whoever lied on you, you can get over it. All you got to do is get up and say, Father, I stretch my hand to you. No other help I know. And if you will withdraw yourself from me, where shall I go? In this society, we're taught about being victimized. In this society, we're taught about being behind the eight ball. But I came to teach you something else. I came to tell you that you need to check your faith out. If God is your father and Jesus is your savior, there is no door that a man can shut in your face that God cannot open. No storm that a man can see it that Jesus cannot stand and say, peace be still. He said, whatever it is, just call on me. And then we gotta trust him. As the deacon was singing, I will trust in the Lord. How many of you trust him today? How many of you trust him today? With all of your heart, with all of your soul, you gotta trust him. Because all of us are going to get knocked down. All of us are going to be talked about. All of us are going to be lied on your way to Jericho. But I tell you right now, God will see you to Jericho. He will come through just like the Good Samaritan. And he will pick you up from where you're laying down. He will bind up your broken heart. He will soothe your weary soul. And he will stand you up in the blood of Jesus and say, listen, I've already paid your debt. All I want you to do is go through. Just go on and do what I told you to do. Today, I don't know where you've been victimized. Maybe somebody told you that because of how you grew up, you were not worth it. Maybe somebody told you that God is tired of answering your same prayer over and over again. Why don't you just give up and go back home? Maybe somebody told you that you were not worth the time of day. But I came to tell you, the devil is a lie. You are valuable. God needs you. He wants you. And he's looking for you to stand up and say, Father, here I am. Use me as never before. Here I am, Lord God. If you need anybody, here am I. Send me. I don't know how you feel about yourself, but I came to tell you, it is recorded in Psalms that you are the apple of God's eye. It is recorded that you are beautifully and wonderfully made. It is recorded that the Lord said, call me and I will give you the desires of your heart. I want you to know today, there is nothing that God would not do for you. There is nothing that God would not do for you. You are so special that he said he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You are so special. He said he would give you so much you would not have room to receive. But children of God, if you can breathe, you better praise him. If you can breathe, you need to thank him. Because this is all we have. How many of you know about being victimized? Raise your hand. Now, more importantly, how many of you know how to give God the praise? In preparation, the Lord walked me back through my own life. And I know that When I entered the 12th grade, I was a mother and I was married. And my father had looked at me and he said, "You were the one that I thought would make you, and now you disgust me." He said, "I couldn't believe that you would not make it. You were the one that we looked up to. You were the one that was going to pull us out. It was you, Velda, and now you disgust me." And I stood and I looked at my daddy and I said, "I might disgust you today, but my son has not appeared in my life. He is a comma. And I guarantee you that I will go farther than you ever thought I would go." And my father saw me graduate high school. He saw me graduate with a bachelor's. And all my sisters and brothers saw me graduate with a master's. Because when I was down, I looked up. But he didn't believe in me. God believed in me. I have been knocked down. I have been talked about. I have been stopped on. But I trust God. And God said, "I got something for you to do." And when they knock me down, God picked me up. When they threw dirt in my face, God wiped the tears from my eyes. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. No matter who's disgusted with you now, you better know you're worth it. Doesn't matter who don't like you today, you better know that you're worth it. You're an ex-drug addict, God bless you. You're an ex-drunkard, God bless you. You're an ex-whoremonger, God bless you. You're an ex-liar, God bless you. You're an ex-thief, God bless you. Because when it says ex, it means you don't do it no more. And that's who in Jericho. All the people in Jericho got a past. All the people in Jericho know about a forgiving God. I don't know if I'm in Jericho this morning, but if you are ex anything, you want to say thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I'm in Jericho this morning, but if you've ever had your heart broken and God fixed it up, you want to say thank you, Jesus. I don't know if I'm in Jericho, but if somebody thought you were nothing and you pretty good and you proud to be who you are today, you want to say thank you, Jesus. If doors have ever been closed in your face and it was God that opened the door, you want to say thank you, Jesus. If you've ever been given a second chance at anything, you want to say thank you, Jesus. Because what did it say about us? It says one thing. It says, when men fail you, God never fails. When men walk away from you, God never fails. When everybody else is tired of you, God never fails. Wherever you are today, all I want you to know is that you need to trust God one more time. You've been falling down. You've been kicked to the side. But just trust God one more time. You're tired of getting up and falling down. But trust God one more time. Because God never fails. If he said you can do it, you can. If he said you can walk the line, you can. Look in the Bible and say, look what he says about you. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And if you would just open the door, God want to open the door for you. But you got to open it. God wants to raise you up, but you got to want to be raised up. God wants to do more for you, but you got to want more for yourself. Nobody wants to stay being a victim. Nobody wants to stay downtrodden and brokenhearted. Nobody wants to stay always bringing up the rear. So therefore, St. John, I want you to examine where you are and tell yourself the truth. Because if you're still feeling victimized for what somebody said to you as a child, you don't know God never fails. If you're still heartbroken because your first husband, your first wife left you, you need to know God never fails. If you've been fired off one never fail, if you're tired of always being the one left behind, you need to know God never fails. If you can't get a car that you want, drive the car that you got, because God never fails. He never fails. He never fails. He never fails. And when he came to pick up that victim, he restored his soul. So St. John, wherever you are today, just know, not only does he not fail, but he knows how to restore. He knows how to put you back together and nobody ever know you've been broken. He knows how to clean you up when nobody know you ever got dirty. He knows how to give you a room so clean that nobody ever know you've been messed up. All you got to do is to know today that God never fails. Amen. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. We just want you to know he never fails.
God never fails.
No matter what you're into today,
he
never fails. No matter how many times your heart been broken, he never fails.
Cease to pray.
Just try to
walk upright.
Will you
morning,
come
day and night.
Will you come this
He'll
morning?
He'll be there. He'll be there. There's no need.
How many you know God never fails?
For God.
How many you know God never fails?
Never fails.
Let me want to say God never fails.
God never fails. He abides with me.
Yes, he does.
He gives me victory.
Oh, yes, he does.
For God never fails.
He never fails.
Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, day or night. He'll be there. He'll be there. There's no need to worry.
There's heartache, there's pain, there's appointments and disappointments. But if you can breathe, you'll know he never fails. And God is not through with you If you have not done all that He has assigned you to do, He's not through with you. No matter other people may toss you aside, but just call on Him. And He said He would deliver. And I just want you to know again that God never fails. Amen. It is not time for an altar prayer. Maybe everything is okay with you, but you know somebody that needs to be reminded that God never fails. Bring their name to the altar. Maybe you've got everything that you need, but somebody you know is out of the privacy and protection of God. You need to be reminded. Let Him be reminded that God never fails. We need to know today that nobody is exempt from His love. Nobody is exempt from His tender care. Just know without a doubt that God never fails. All of our children are covered. All of our marriages are covered. All of our life is covered. And we just be mindful that God never fails. There's somebody that we know that's close to our heart that needs to be reminded of that same thing. So right now as we stand at the altar, if you have someone in your life that needs that message, why don't you call out their name right now? Don't be ashamed, just call out their name. But we're praying for them. Anyone else? Let us pray. Master God, we come before You. Coming to say thank You. Thank You, Lord God, that You are God all by Yourself. Thank You, Lord God, that You saw fit to bless us. Thank You, Lord God, that You saw fit to raise us up. Thank You, God, that You saw fit again to give us the activities of our lives. God, we come to You this morning, hands lifted up, heart filled with praise, just thanking You that, Father God, You made our tomorrow so much brighter than our yesterday. Thank You, God, that when everybody else walked away, You walked in. Thank You, God, that when we thought we were at the end of our rope, You dropped some more rope and told us to hang on. God, thank You right now that when our strength couldn't carry us any farther, You came and picked us up and carried us on to where we needed to be. Thank You, God, right now. We're at the altar today, holding hands with members of the family. Lord God, we know that You know all about us because You made us. God, we know that You know the number of hairs on our head today. And because You are God all by Yourself, You heard the name. God, You even know the names that were not called. And we just ask You today to, Father God, open the windows of heaven. Bring our children, our husbands, our wives, our sisters, our brothers. Bring them out of darkness into the light. God, we ask You right now, Holy Ghost, arrest them. Wrap Your arms around them, God, and remind them. even right now, they are worth something to you. They're worth something to us. They're worth something to the kingdom. Oh God, right now, we just ask for your protection over all of our loved ones, those who are on the streets of Alton, those who are fighting battles all around the world. God, we're just asking you to remind them right now that wherever they are, you are in prayer, hearing, distance. That all they got to do is call on you, and you are there to rescue them. God, those in the hospital, remind them you are the one that holds the doctors in your hand. God, let them know right now you already know and you have taken control of the situation. God, we thank you right now that our tomorrows are better, our bodies are stronger, our mind is alert, and our heart is ready to stand for you. God, right now, we ask you to look into this house, this beautiful prayer band of people. We don't have a whole lot of people, God, but we thank you that we got a whole lot of faith. Don't have a whole lot of people, God, but we got a whole lot of trust. Don't have a whole lot of people, God, but we got a whole lot of love, and we give it to you, God. Right now, Lord, we just ask you to work a miracle. I don't know who it is, but somebody came doubting that you still love them. Lord, touch their heart and let them know, yes, you do. Somebody came today, God, not sure if they could do anything to work in the church, but God, open their heart and let them know, yes, St. John still needs them. Father God, let them know that you died on the cross and then you got up on the third day, that we would have all power of heaven and earth in us, Lord God. Let them know today that you said when you get up, we all get up in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we just ask you that we're touching and agreeing that after this, our loved ones, mine, will come up and they will be returned to their right mind, that they will be reminded you are the God that brought us out. So you are the same God that will bring them out. Let them know, God, you are the same God that opened the windows of heaven, and you are ready to open the windows of heaven for them. You are the same God that parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel, and you are there today to part the Red Sea for us. Let them know, God, that you don't fail at nothing you decide to do. And we just thank you. And we're not selfish, God, but we pray for every church open in your name. We pray for every pastor. We pray for every shepherd. We pray for sheep all over the land and country. And in the blessed name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you hear our prayer as you remind us that even where we are today, you remind us again that you have not failed between Genesis and Revelation, and you won't fail even until the second coming of Christ. We give you our praise, honor, and glory, and we love you, Lord, with every fiber of our being. And we ask this and all other blessings in Jesus' name. And the children of God said, amen. Amen. Hug your neighbor. Remind them God never fails. Remind them God never fails. God never fails.
God never,
God never fails.
Yeah,
he meant what he said, and he said what he meant.
God never fails.
Be reminded, God never fails.
God never fails.
Let him know God never fails.
He
abides with
me.
Don't worry about how it looks. Just know he'll never fail.
Never fails. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, day, and night. Lord, he will be there. He'll be there. There is no need to worry. cease to pray, just a walk of right, morning, noonday, and night. Oh, you'll be there, he'll be there, there's no need to worry, he'll be there, he'll be there, there's no need to worry, you'll be there, he'll be there, there's no need to worry, for God never fails.
John, before we go home today, I just want you to know again how much you mean to me. One last week, when I first hit the door, the correspondent secretary let me know that it was discussed that a woman had signed up for the class.
Well.
And he told them, he said, you know, about 20 years ago, this woman, the baddest woman I know, the Lord called her to preach, and she wasn't scared of nobody. He said, and her name was Velda. I don't remember her last name, but her name was Velda. So when he saw me and he told me that, I looked at him and I said, and I'm still not scared. Back then, I had a great church that supported me. My pastor, Rodney E. Winters, and the St. Matthew family supported me everywhere I went. And the Lord let me know, but as good as they were, he had to send me a few other places. He sent me to Mount Olive after that. Had a great pastor. Had two great pastors, A.G. Williams and Cornell Brown. And Mount Olive supported me everywhere I went. And the Lord let me know he had to send me higher. And he brought me to St. John. And I tell you, St. John, I know what love is. And I know that here at St. John, you're not just a good church, but you are a great church. Because as much as I've been through with St. Matthew and with Mount Olive, this was the first church that I've ever had to stand for me when I couldn't stand for myself. You are the first church that backed me when I didn't ask you to. You are the first church that believed in me long before I needed somebody to believe in me. So St. John, you hold a very special place in my heart. And I know as the Lord sends me out, I don't go out by myself. But I go out for every name that's on the church roll. And when I stand, not only do I stand in the power of God, but I stand in the love for every member and every family that's here at this church. Because St. John, I know that God never fails. He's got us here for a reason. We're joined together for a reason. And hell better get the news. We are here and we are here to stay. And they better know it. Amen. Because I give them everything I got. And because of your love,